When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What you want to read on holiday, like, with absorbed
it's a navy blazer,
yeah,
but it's so much more.
I'll send you the recipe.
That sounds so good.
And I would say yes, I did know pretty quickly.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's amazing.
You're listening to the Sherlock's podcast, your guide to a more stylish life. Hello and welcome to today's Sherlock's podcast. It's not really a team podcast today, it's just I'm going to think really carefully before I say this. It's just Charlotte and me. I'm Georgie Courage-Cole, the founder and editor of Sherlock's, and I need a grammar lesson because I seem to struggle whatever your name's involved.
I'm quite a pedant, but that is one that I really don't know.
Fuck up on.
Yeah, like I really didn't see anything wrong with what you wrote.
Really?
Well, like I know
I wrote,
that
it's just Charlotte
and
I on the podcast.
And what? So it's Charlotte and me when...
If you take away the Charlotte,
yes,
it should make sense.
Got
so
you.
If you say it's just I on the podcast, that doesn't work.
Charlotte and I went to, but that works.
So if
okay.
You start with...
Got you.
Then it's fine.
Yes.
If it's within the sentence, okay, then it has to be me. Anyway, I'm a stickler for it. I'm forever correcting my children on it. And I apologise to all these people who corrected me on Instagram. It's not the first time I've done that. Charlotte's like, snooze, really?
So helpful that everybody got involved.
Anyway, Happy New Year. Welcome,
Happy
Charlotte
year.
Collins, our deputy editor. It's just the two of us.
How we do a bit of a catch up, didn't we?
We did this last year, didn't we? Because we were still in lockdown and it was desperate measures. How are you?
I'm good. I feel very rested and ready for January. When you break up for Christmas, you think, God, 2 weeks doesn't sound like enough to recoup, but it really makes all the difference, doesn't it? How do you feel?
It makes all the difference. And I was quoting a conversation I had with Maya last week, in which we decided in December not to discuss some awards we've got coming up. And I said, we're just going to do a really half-assed job at it. So let's just wait till January. Cue January. And we are having strategy sessions and planning for the year. And I feel like it's become a habit now for us to sort of come back and have, you know, some serious strategy planning sessions. And we've got ours on Wednesday. We've been doing some preparation in the run-up and it kind of feels really good and everyone's really ready for it.
Yeah. It's a good
exciting
way to kick off the year, for
it's
sure.
It's exciting. It makes it feel exciting.
Totally.
What do you think?
And also, you know, we often have said in the past, oh, September feels like the beginning of the year and January doesn't. But actually by doing that and by kind of hitting the ground running, it makes January feel like more significant.
Yeah.
And less like,
yeah,
oh,
it does. No,
know.
I agree. Because September, you're like, here goes.
Yeah.
Ready,
yeah,
steady. Make it till December.
We got there crawling. So.
Crawling, just made it. I actually, after Christmas, we had a very chilled Christmas in London. I won't bore you with it too much. I want to hear about yours. It's far more exciting than mine. But I will just say that we hosted, which I love. But I did a shoot this morning with Eloise and Hodge. And I was reenacting me on Christmas Day, which is basically the Hunchback of Notre Dame, sweeping up wrapping paper into recycling bags. And I think I said to my husband, I was like, don't buy me anything to put under the tree. I said, I don't have time. I'm too busy clearing up wrapping paper. And I literally go into sort of autopilot, bent over with a recycling bag. And that's probably how I spent 60% of Christmas Day.
That's terrible for your back.
The other 30% was in the kitchen sink. And the other 10% was lovely. But
okay, but just 10%.
It's quite hard work hosting.
Yeah, it's huge.
My only way through it is to leave big gaps between courses. Except this is not helpful now we're in January and Christmas is a long way off. But anyway,
earmark it.
Just for next year, is to leave big gaps between courses so you can clear up as you go.
And did you cook?
No, my husband did.
So which bit did
well,
you
do? Well, I do
hard?
All the rest. So it's like
you do the
barbecuing. When they go, oh my God, that was so delicious. And he's standing in the garden with a beer going, can I have a dish? Can you get me that tong? And I'm like making 16 salads.
Yeah.
And they'll go, oh, Josie, thank you so much. That was so good. Hello over here.
Laying the table is quite a lot of work.
Laying the table, tidying, washing up, loading the dishwasher, unloading the dishwasher, loading the dishwasher again, clearing up the wrapping paper. And then there's another round of opening. I'm like, just open all the presents in one. And then I don't have to crawl around on the floor with the recycling bag.
You do multiple rounds of opening presents.
Well, there's stockings and then there's some family presents and family arrive and then you have a break.
Okay,
I mean, yeah.
It's a lot.
We do, is the answer. We then hosted New Year, which was
fun. It looked fun.
tell you what someone said?
Go on.
This is hilarious. Someone wrote this on social media. Mm. Someone wrote, what a diva, bitch, something GCC is. How arrogant. So basically we were supposed to be 18. We had 3 COVID casualties. So we were 15.
Okay.
And our dining room table can only seat 12.
Oh yeah. Is this about your A team and your B team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So someone actually thinks I was being serious. I mean.
So what did you do? Sorry, people sat on, you did 2 separate tables.
So we were 15 and we can sit 12 in our dining room. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you don't want to be the poor relations in the smaller group. Mm-hmm. So we did 8 in the dining room and 7 in the kitchen.
Okay.
Everybody moved.
Also, they were quite good friends.
I started in the B team, just so you know.
Wasn't it Laws and Polly? Like, I think that'll be fine.
Also, not like my greatest friend. Exactly. I mean, anyway, made me laugh. We had really fun and we switched rooms three times.
Oh, good. Oh, phew.
And we played ping pong and
fun.
It was really fun. I then went to Byberry Farm.
Oh, yes, that looked lovely.
Barns in the Cotswolds.
Yes.
Shout out. If you haven't been before and you like the Cotswolds, go and stay. It's self-catering dream. And I hit the wall.
Yeah, I was going to the extent that I thought this was all building up to the fact that you got a nasty cold, right?
Yeah. I got a nasty cold and slept through our senior team meeting.
Can I tell you? Georgie puts a senior team meeting in on a day off. So everybody like obliges and joins and sits there waiting. I think if it was me, I'd have just made up an excuse and been like, sorry, kids. Sorry, George, I'm really sorry, I just slept through it.
No, but the irony was I'd already been up at 8. I'd watched Paddington 2.
Oh, right. Epic. So you had a stressful morning. It's such a good film.
Oh my God, it's a good film. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing in it.
I'd watched Paddington 2 with 5 children. I went back upstairs at 9:45. I said to my husband, I was like, to be fair, I just had the line the day before. I was like, hun, your turn. Can you get up, please? I've got a senior team call in 15 minutes. And I was just like, I'm just going to lie on the bed for a second. Boom, out. I mean, out cold. I woke up.
You were very coldy, to be fair.
I was really, I thought I had COVID. Yeah, I've taken so many COVID tests. Lars is like, stop sending me photos of your negative lateral flows. I've had so many COVID tests. I didn't have COVID. There was an article the other day in the Telegraph saying why 15% of people just don't get COVID. My husband was like, this is you.
Yeah, you must be invincible.
Anyway, it wasn't COVID. Mm. I just hit the effing wall.
You've had 2 viruses in the last like 3 months, which is the most I've ever known you to be ill. It was quite a hard end of year.
Anyway, so I am so well rested. I've slept and slept and slept and slept and slept, which is heaven. Enough about me. Charlotte, you made it.
I'm still shocked that we not only managed to go on holiday, but that we managed to just like stay well on holiday, come home, we moved around, there were no issues. Like, when everybody in the world was catching COVID, I don't really know how we avoided it. I mean, to be fair, we did like a hard lockdown for the 10 days before Christmas. That's how we avoided it.
So did Hodge. She's the most social person I know. She cancelled everything, went nowhere so she could make it.
We literally had the most boring 10 days before Christmas, but both Hodge and I have been in contact with a lot of people who tested positive. So I think anybody who was trying to get on a flight just went lockdown. So it was a really boring build up. And actually it gave me a bit of Christmas fatigue, you know. I normally am really sad in January that it's not festive, but I'm a bit like, oh, that was a bit of a, like, I don't know, all those movies and all the mince pies. It was like a lot of fake cheer this year for me. So I'm quite happy that it's over. Anyway, so we had Christmas Day at my parents', which was very low-key, very chilled.
So you came out of hiding.
Came out of hiding for that because they also
were in hiding.
Well, they were messing around and having fun. And I was like, by the way, you know, if you test positive, that's fine for you because like you have Christmas. But that, you know, either way, screws Christmas for us. So everybody laid low and we all managed to have a COVID-free Christmas. And then, we managed to fly to Miami on Boxing Day, which is still not my favourite place. I don't wish to sound ungrateful. I am so happy we got a holiday. Oh, I just don't like it very much. But I have to say, the weather was unbelievable. Like, often, Miami at Christmas is normally like, you know, 25 in the day and then you need a jacket at night. It was like Mediterranean summer. It was stinking hot. It was heaven. So
poor
grateful.
Miami in the heat.
We ate very well. We had lots of friends there, so we had a really fun time. And then we flew to New York.
And you stayed at?
We stayed at the Edition, which is probably, Miami's basically, Miami Beach anyway, is a very long strip of lots of hotels.
So many.
A lot of them are almost Vegas-like, like huge American hotels. And so even if they're kind of billed as the best, if you don't like, you know, 1,000-person hotels, then they're not for you. And the Edition is much smaller. So that's why we really liked it. So I'd really recommend it there, actually. So yeah, that was heaven. It was really fun.
Really,
it was really fun. We were there for 5 nights and then got an early flight on New Year's Eve morning to New York. Miami was like, we had loads of friends there, and New Year's Eve there is like, oh, do you want to come and do this for $400 a head? And it's like a Vegas type place. So we thought we'd just escape and fly home from New York, and we just had the world's most low-key New Year's Eve. It was amazing. Went to our favorite pizza place, had a pizza, watched the ball drop, went to bed. Like, that was all we wanted to do.
Oh, just two of you?
Just two of us. Yeah, we got our socializing out the way in Miami. And then...
How lovely. Yeah,
it was so nice. And also, one of my favorite things is going back to a city that you know really well, so there's no pressure to do anything.
Around.
We just pottered
around when you feel like you know it, but it's not yours. And
totally.
It's
just, yeah, and you can
borrow it for a little bit, don't
exactly.
you?
Exactly. That's such a nice way of putting it. Exactly that. So, yeah, we just have 48 hours of hanging out, eating, chilling, walking. And I am so still, as I say, astounded and very grateful that it happened.
I don't think anyone can believe that they actually made it. While we're on the subject of New York, I mean, we've got more questions than we know what to do with. I was like, how many hours do we have blocked into the podcast? So I hope you've got a long dog walk ahead of you if you're listening. Sex and the City and Just Like That.
Not for me.
Have you watched the others?
My journey has gone one and then like the first 3 minutes of two. And then I was like, no, not doing this. And then I watched five.
That's excellent advice. Skip two.
I thought maybe...
Skip one. Just stop at the Peloton.
No, but even then, like, I could probably do a whole podcast. Basically, I literally hate it and think it's sacrilegious and I loathe it.
Okay. You? So you've done one and five?
Whilst reading, like, everything I can about it.
Okay. Was five any good?
No, okay. I hate it.
I've done one and two. I didn't go for a funeral. Or heartbreak.
No.
I went for some girly fun, totally. And I did not get what I thought I was going to get. Anyway, so no, I haven't been back, but I think I will. I just haven't watched much TV recently. Tell you what, I have just finished. My husband and I finished on Saturday night. Was A Very British Scandal.
Oh yeah, is that the Hugh Grant one?
Claire Foy.
Oh, the new one.
Claire Foy and Paul Bettany about the Duke and Duchess of Argyll. Oh my God, really loved it. It's not the best thing that's ever been, but it's like the aristocracy in the 50s and all the kind of glitz and glamour of that life in beautiful Scotland and a castle that she renovates. But then she's also like, she's like a sex fiend and he is a piece of work. I mean, they're both a piece of work.
It's all based on reality.
Yeah, it was 3 hours, which was just so nice. I really enjoyed it. I really recommend it.
A few people said they thought it was quite boring, but maybe that was just the first one. Maybe.
I just think they're just two brilliant actors and it was like lovely to watch. Not lovely to watch, but like...
Entertaining.
Have you watched any else good? I know it's not what we're here to discuss today.
But I have watched Queer Eye, the new Queer Eye, which I just absolutely love. I just still think it's one of my favourite shows on TV. It is so heartwarming and so joyous.
Is that the one where they do the makeovers?
Yeah.
Oh, you love that show.
I love it. It's just so positive,
though.
Yeah, it is, but I don't mind.
Out we go again and redo a room.
I know, but they literally make... They've only chosen people. And they've also only chosen people this series with like really worthy causes. And so there's a lot of like helping the community as much as they're helping the individuals. It's really good. I love it.
You watched Tourist?
No.
I mean, it's Jamie Dornan.
Jamie Dornan one. Right. Is it good?
I feel like he's going to be on our screens a lot.
Yeah, he's in that new film, isn't he?
He's in something else where he looks hot.
Yeah, it's the Irish film. Can't remember what it's called, but Judi Dench.
I got a soft spot for Jamie Dornan. The Tourist, I'm hearing really good things.
You haven't started it?
I was going to start last night. And then I was like, I've got a podcast tomorrow. I should start The Tourist. Mm. And then I was like, my New Year's resolution is to read more. So I'm going to read more.
Okay.
Plus, can we just have a brief moment before we get into like 900 questions on Kate Middleton?
Oh, what? I mean, she's fabulous, isn't she?
I mean, Josie said, I was like, he went, God, the press have really, they've really turned. I was like, well.
I also think that, like, ever since they got Meghan, who they hate,
we've got no one left.
Yeah, well, I think, and they therefore like to be super positive.
Fuck, I take my hat off to her.
Yeah.
I read, what did I read? It was a quote in, I think it was Sunday Times Style yesterday that said, she's like the Queen Mother, she just doesn't do drama. And I love that. And I just thought, good for you. There was a piece I put on Instagram yesterday.
Yes, I read I held down what you had posted about being in your 40s. Yeah.
Sarah Vine's letter. Yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, Sarah Vine is, I mean, she was married to Michael Gove, but we'll let her off. But she's a great journalist. Mm. She's a really amazing journalist. And it was really just gave me all the feels. And
it was what she wrote was basically about why being 40 is fantastic, and it was very encouraging, I thought.
Yeah, but all the like make time for yourself, and the way she mentioned Kate's photography, and she basically said find something, as well as being a mother and a wife, in order to find something that's just yours, or as well as being in this royal world, find something that's just yours and hang on to it. You're really good at photography, Kate. Like, pursue that. And I just thought that was such... I hope Kate saw that, because I thought it was amazing advice.
Yeah.
She obviously does have a passion for photography.
Yeah. I've actually read / listened to Alexandra Schulman's book over the Christmas period. Her original, the memoirs.
Oh, right.
The memoirs from her Vogue days.
Had you not heard?
No, I never had. I don't know why.
What?
Do you know what? I don't like her very much.
I know, but it's such a good
book. It is really good. I really enjoyed it. And so I feel like Kate and shooting Kate is on my brain at the moment, because obviously, you know, the memoirs are from the build-up to the centenary issue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, that is, of course, what they did at the time. And do you remember how controversial it was with the documentary, how they kept it a secret and how they just didn't tell anyone that they were doing it? And it's interesting hearing it play out from the other side. But yeah, she just sounds like such a class act to work with, doesn't she, Kate?
I think she's just so dignified and stoic. Yeah. And like, they don't meet people like that anymore.
She's like old school.
She's never put her foot wrong. Yeah. She's never spoken out. She's never, you know, the whole Meghan and Harry thing, whatever you think. But whatever you think, like... she's never said a word.
Yeah.
And whoever's right or wrong, whatever the press did or didn't do, she's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, agreed.
You've got to give it to her.
Real dignity.
Anyway, happy birthday, Kate. I think you look fabulous. And there was a piece about her style and what her style will be like now that she's 40.
Mm.
And whoever wrote the piece said, I think she's really going to come into her own now. And it's a bit more her being a royal, you know, being royal in your 40s, she can sort of go for it a bit more, as opposed to probably when she was 30, she was dressing a bit more like a 40-year-old, which made her look a bit mumsy. Whereas now she'll sort of just...
yeah, cruise into skirt suits and that kind of thing. Yeah, yeah. Very dignified.
Anyway, questions...
I don't even know where we start, usually. Like, there's a lot.
Okay, what are your resolutions for 2022?
Okay,
let's start with that.
Well, we'll come to you. I'll go quickly. Towards the end of the year, we did this on the podcast, and I said that I didn't really have any, that I think I was just going to manifest some positive things instead. But actually, now we're in January, I basically have spent the last 2 years since the pandemic hit not saying no to a single snack or food or drink or anything. So I'm just being a bit more considerate about what I'm putting into my body this year.
Measured.
So I'm being measured, exactly. So nothing drastic, nothing extreme.
You turned down the end of my Heroes calendar.
Tempting,
tempting. I was like, do you need any snacks? She's not, I pre-bought snacks.
I did. I went
in anticipation.
Anticipation of our lunchtime record. Yeah, so I am just making healthier choices. If I make targets and things like that, then I won't stick to them. But for me, just being more conscious.
Is that it?
That is it, pretty much. What about
you? Your only resolution?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, mine are like average boring things, like drink more water, read more.
Mm-hmm.
So I read something that someone said, only say yes to something. Was it Annie Highmarsh? One of her many words of wisdom. Only say yes to something if you would want to do it tonight.
Oh, yes. I read that this week.
Which I thought was brilliant.
Yeah. It was like, only say yes to it if you could be bothered to do it now.
Yeah.
And if not, then...
Yeah, tonight.
I've been quite good over the last
really
6 months.
That's
saying no. I've been doing a lot of that.
That's harsh, isn't it?
Oh, it feels so good.
But, you know, there's only so many nights of the week. One of mine is... I was reading that thing from Sarah Vine, which talked about making time for yourself and not putting yourself at the bottom of the list, and that, you know... if there is a leak, then, you know, the whole ship's flooded and sinking. And da, da, da. And I'm really aware of that. I really believe happy wife, happy life, happy mother, happy home. You know, I really do believe that. I have done for years. And so I do prioritise myself, which sounds really awful because I get that importance. And because I want my cake and to eat it. But I want to be better in my own company with my own time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a really social person. Mm. But making time for me is like go, 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 seeing friends, doing people, doing things. And actually... I said to my husband last night, I said, I have this weird dream of taking the day off and sitting in my bed and watching a film in the middle of the day. The guilt I would feel about doing that is like immense.
Do you think you'd actually enjoy... So I always...
I dream about these things. And then,
yeah, because also pre-pandemic, like I always thought, oh, I don't get any alone time. But I think, you know, it comes down to the kind of extrovert thing. Like, do you not think that you feed off other people's company and actually that's what makes you happy and that's what gives you life? Rather than just being alone. Because that's the conclusion I came to about
me. I think I like
it
in the day. But I think I find in the evening, I find the like come down of a busy day really depressing.
Mm.
I feel like the energy that I pick up during the day, I want to kind of continue it. I'm not very good at having a busy, like buzzy day and then getting home and just like putting on my cozies and doing nothing. Quite depressing. Mm-hmm. Whereas to have a bit of daytime time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you need some time in the day and then you can go, okay, got you.
Pipe dream. But anyway.
You should do it and try it and then get out of your system.
Time. And like a couple more evenings at home that are mine where I don't work. So if I'm at home, I work in the evenings. And if I'm not working, then I'm out or I've got a friend over. So I'd like to be better at stopping work when I'm at home. These are mine.
Good. I'm going to throw in a question quickly because I've got some questions over here. Somebody says, how many hours a week does Georgie work in awe of her work ethic and mum life inspo? What is your advice? Do you just work all the time?
I work every day.
Yeah. It's unquantifiable, right? But people talk about your work ethic and your mum life. I mean, you do seem to manage to do both, don't you?
My other New Year's resolution actually was to have more time talking to my children and just being with them. And someone said, oh, you're a really good game player with your children. I was like, well, thanks. That's a real compliment. We played a lot of Romy-Cub over.
My favourite game.
Such a good game. I feel like with my children, when I'm with them, it's like doing something or seeing people or whatever. Again, I just want to try and be a bit more stationary with them. I think it was Annie Harris again who said she just loves being busy. I'm just that person. My mother's the same. My father's the same. Like, it's in my genes from both sides. How many hours do I work? I have quite a good social life. And I definitely go out for a girl's lunch probably once a month.
But the rest of the time you work.
Yeah. Not weekends, other than behind the scenes. Yeah. Hard rule.
That's good.
Sunday nights, everyone starts to creep back online. It's like, fuck off, everyone. I think we need
it. It's like an extra slot.
We really need to have a company rule, which is scheduled sends only.
Yes.
Me included, all of us.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless it's not really pressing and it needs people's attention before 10 a.m. on Monday. Because it's just, your heart kind of sinks, doesn't it?
Correct.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, 3 New Year health hacks to lose weight.
Say no to things.
Abs are made in the kitchen.
Quit the booze.
Also, exercise, quit the booze.
Matthew Jukes, who we interviewed for SL Man recently, said that he doesn't believe in dry January because if you just decide that every week of the year you're going to take 3 days off, then that's over 150 days dry in the year, which is better for you than 30 in one go. And I thought I would go with that instead.
What was that, 3 days a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my other resolution. Mm. Sorry, I'm not being very succinct. My other resolution is back to 3 days dry a week. Yeah. So we were really good at that.
You were strict at that, weren't you? Yeah.
And then we started to slip. I mean, December, fuck. No. So I'm doing... Lol's found this hilarious when I said I'm doing dry January with a few jokers. And if someone asks me out, I don't want to be a ledge. She's like, so basically you're grand and you're drinking all month. I am doing one night off a week.
One night on a week.
One night off dry Jan a week.
Right. not one night off booze.
No. That'd be good.
That would be shit. Yeah. I think that's totally... Sorry. And also like... I don't know, everybody's different. Some people like having, you know, really strict or going cold turkey. For me, you know, I drank Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, but then I just won't drink now till Thursday. And, you know, balance.
Yeah, well, balance. I need it. My liver is thumping on the walls going, have you forgotten about me? Because if you don't pay me some attention, I'm going to pack my bags and call it a day. So I am trying to have a bit of a cleanse. I've also got my other resolution is to have all my health checks.
Oh, yes. We've been quite good at that as well.
You've
been quite good at that.
Well, I turned up for my effing medical
and
they bloody scrapped me off the system.
That's upsetting.
So I've got it later this month. I'm doing one night off dry Jan as a bit of a cleanse. And I am then going to really try to get back onto 3 days.
Good.
Because December is just like every
day. I know, every day.
I was like, I'm in now. I might as well carry on.
I also think I did that in November. I think I just had like a really extended.
Yeah. We went out for supper on Saturday. I didn't drink. And yesterday we had friends for lunch. I got into bed last night. I said to my husband, I was like, "Why? Can you see my halo?"
And I find that quite hard.
Oh, I felt so... Do you know, I didn't. And what's so weird is that Christmas...
impossible.
At like that time of day, I'd be like, I'm ready for a drink. That's why. I really... They were all having Bloody Marys at lunch. And I was quite tempted. And then I had Diet Coke. And then I was done. And now it's like... out of mind. Great. It's funny, isn't it?
Well done. Very virtuous.
So you're just...
I'm just doing less. Saying yes less to bad things.
Good. Any intentions, goals for 2022?
God, I feel like I'm really, I sound really unambitious on all fronts. For me, I achieved quite a lot
last year. I've seen her goal. We've had her goals meeting. She was the first one who wrote a Word document. There were so many goals on it.
Just do a lot. I mean, I'm not going to bore everyone with my goals, professional goals. But do you know what? And this is going to sound so cheesy, but I feel everything, I was really lucky, like my year wrapped up in like a really good way. Touch wood, you know, everything was great. And I feel really like, God, if everything can just stay that great for this year, that is kind of the best I can ask for. So that's not that I'm not ambitious about every area of my life, but I'm sort of just, I'm not beating myself up like this must happen, because actually I'm in quite a good place.
Good.
That's where I'm at. I'd like to go on holiday a few more times. But
you'd like to go on holiday a few more times?
I would, yes, but that's not really intention, is
it? I don't know if it sounds smug, I don't mean it to, but I'm quite happy in my day to day. I don't mean that to sound really, and maybe I hope that's helpful to people. Like, I think if you do, and you don't, you are happy in your day to day. Like, you have a great life,
Charlotte. I just love the sunshine.
And Elle, I'm sure you do too, but I really am satisfied by my day-to-day life, and I have a good balance of fun and family time and time with my husband and time with my friends. And I think I could slow down a tiny bit, but I am quite fulfilled my day-to-day. But I still love a holiday, don't get me wrong. But I'm not like...
Because for me, it's craving...
I'm not gunning for what that I haven't... I don't know if I'm going away at Easter or not.
Well, for me, it's I crave the travel as opposed to the change from my reality. So I crave the new place, the new thing, the hotels, the food, the culture, the whatever. That's what I need as opposed to the kind of break from my own reality. Do you know what I mean? That's what, you know, in the same way that people crave trying new restaurants, whatever it might be, you know, that's my fix.
It's your thing. And if someone asked you what your thing was, I mean, travel would be top of the list. Yeah. And maybe that's really ignorant to me because there's so many amazing places out there. Maybe I've just had such a sheltered...
Not at all.
Poor me, I must get away more. Back to the sort of diet things, just to finish off on that, because there are quite a few diety questions. Charlotte, you're not a big dieter.
No.
I'm not a big dieter. I'm quite controlled. I mean, there you go. I've said it. I'm quite controlled. Yeah. Best diet tips. Is there anything you'd say?
All I know, I mean,
check yourself.
Yeah, just every, like, if diets don't work for you, then just make good choices. That's all, day by day.
My friend's doing the Prolong cleanse. You heard of that?
Yeah, you know who is obsessed with it. When I interviewed Gucci Westman, she had just done it, and she does it once a year, and said it is like absolutely incredible. But yes,
Cash, my lockdownica friend.
Oh yeah.
She does it about 3 times a year.
Really? Yeah.
She just did it last week. I saw her on Friday. She came over with their new non-alcoholics.
Okay.
So good.
Hardcore though.
You get food. You get soups and crackers and olives. Okay. And actually her husband was saying, I think it's like, it's crunching something that like mentally you need sometimes.
Yeah, not just liquid. Yeah.
And she said the energy she had last week on this diet. I know it's sold out at the moment. I'm trying to.
Yeah, interesting.
I'm trying to get it because I really want to do it. But it's 5 days.
Doable.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say best diet tips. My sister-in-law and I would say this when we're having our dry nights, is to get out of the kitchen.
Yeah,
she's
do something else.
Sarah, my sister-in-law, says she literally puts the children to bed, she runs downstairs, tidies up, and then like times herself to get upstairs again.
Oh, what?
She stays in the kitchen, she's going to pour herself tea and tea.
Like, shut the door and back away.
I'm a bit like that. I'm like, quick, go up, take a hot chocolate.
Is that a top diet tip?
Options for only 40 calories.
Like low calorie.
I love my low calories. Anyway, we've got so many career questions. These are not going to be in a great order, but someone said changing your career, going to university in your late 30s. What do you think?
Do it if you can. If you have the means, why on earth not?
Yeah, my husband's reading a book called, he's still reading it, called The 100-Year Life.
Oh, yeah. He's been reading that for a while.
Which I've talked about before, which is like on the premise that in the old days you retired at 60, you did a job, a career for 35 years, and now you do it for, there's room for 2 careers. So yes.
How do you find your calling? Struggling to find a career I love, somebody says.
Try things.
Yeah. I also think
What do you love?
Yeah.
What are you into? Yeah. Are you into fitness? Are you into food? Are you into giving advice?
Yeah. And I also think spending time finding out what you don't love is just as important as spending time finding out what you do love. So do jobs, take a job. Find out, you'll learn things about yourself in a job, and you'll learn things about what you want to do and what you don't want to do, and then just write a list of what you do like, whether that's hobbies and interests like you said, or whether it's that you want to be a manager, or you want to what you like in the workplace.
What motivates you? Is it leadership? Because there are certain places where you're gonna you're going to get to run a team.
Yeah.
More likely than, you know, exactly. other things. There might be more of the freelance
exactly.
world that we're in now. Yeah, I agree. I also think you can make a career out of anything now.
Yes, like, so true.
You know, it is, the rule book is out the window. Mm. So don't think that because you're into gardening, that can't be your career. It, look at Sarah Raven, it certainly can. Yeah. How to restart your career after 8 years being a full-time mum. I think go into like a small business and soon you'll just be irreplaceable.
Yeah. Yeah, agree with that. Don't go and be a cog somewhere with a big system and, go in with
seen
your...
I've seen that so many times.
Yeah, take your... You know, you'll have knowledge and expertise, even though it might more feel you like think. You've been out there exactly more than you think, like you've been out the game for a while. So take it somewhere who will really appreciate it.
Yeah, I really agree with that. We've had quite a few of the mothers in the business had joined Shilluck's after a career hiatus. Mm. And it's like riding a bike, you know.
Yeah.
And the life skills that you've got, you can bring to businesses... especially ones that are growing, especially like, I think on the HR side and the people, you know, head of people, chief of staff, those kind of roles, I think are really growing. And actually those skills of being a mother and a peacemaker and all those things are quite useful, I think.
A mediator.
That's a really growing area of a lot of businesses. Mm. I think a really good one to look at. How to deal with jealousy from a colleague.
Ooh. Rise above it. Rise above it. When they go low, you go high.
Agreed.
How to stay motivated working from home. I love working from home. I have no issue with that, personally. Get yourself a good workspace. Do whatever you can to, you know, have an empty room with no one else in it. A desk and a chair. And I think it comes from that. You hate working from home.
I don't hate it. There's loads of benefits. But 5 days a week.
Oh, I so agree with that.
As people know, we are 3 days in the office. Anyone can come in on the other days if they feel like home is not the place to be or they're not set up or whatever. But... it's only a prerequisite that people are here 3 days a week. But I know someone who's been at home on her own in a room for 2 years now. Yeah. And that is...
Yeah. That's what my husband's done pretty
it's
much.
It's horrendous. Yeah. And I would say find a friend and like go who's local and go to each other's kitchen tables. Like we are human beings and most of us are relatively social. And I just think there's no end to the day. The hours and hours and hours. I'm also working next to my husband. I mean, I realised that, you know, I was saying to Elle this morning, we have quite good chat at work and he's just...
Did your husband have no chat? Is that what you've
really
discovered?
Nice, but he's quite miserable when he's working.
It's been
you're depressing.
Yeah, it's also been a fascinating insight into
how little they achieve in a day.
Oh my God. Mate, there's a lot of bed making going on at home.
Oh my God. I'm like, oh my God, that phone call. I mean, I could have summed that up in a map. That old pitter-patter again.
I do think, sorry, but what you just touched on, though, is about structure and routine, end of the day, that kind of thing is so important. So, you know, get up, get out. Last week, I worked from home every day and went for a walk before the working day every day until Friday when I didn't. And at like 10:30, I was like, there's something wrong with me. I felt so spacey, but I just hadn't had my fresh air. So get up, get out, go home, start from scratch, put your shoes on and give yourself a structured day.
But it's so hard when you're just on back-to-back Zoom calls.
Yeah. I don't mind it. At this time of year, do you know what? I really do. I would never want it 5 days a week all the time. I'm really grateful that we don't have that. But in January, I bang on about this all the time. But in January,
do you know what? It was quite. Last week was quite a gentle start. We're hoping to come back in next week. We'll see how things are. But it was a gentle start. I don't think that was a bad thing for anybody. Tips when applying for jobs.
I've done it for a while. You?
I would say... get in touch, follow up, just reiterate. If you can't pick up the phone, just send an email and just say to someone to check you got this. I mean, we get hundreds. We literally get hundreds of applicants for one role.
I also think, and this is obviously specific to our industries, this isn't necessarily so relevant in certain professions, but make your Instagram account a portfolio of who you are, what you do.
Yes.
Make it open profile. And unfortunately, that is just the reality of... job applications these days, and it can go a long way to helping you, particularly in this industry.
I know Lee would be nodding along. I know she agrees with that one. How do you manage anxiety or feelings of self-doubt?
I get quite bad anxiety, but not in a self-doubt way. Mine is more just like stressy. Do you know what I mean? It's not about me. It's about, I don't know, lists of admin or... I only really tend to have anxiety when things are stressful, if that makes sense. It's less about self-doubt. So that's not that helpful. But I think you just have to find what works for you. You know, some people swear by meditation. Other people swear by, you know, whatever else it might be. Find the thing. It doesn't have to be that sitting in a dark room meditating is the way that you combat yours. But, you know, it could be watching trash on TV. It could be something. But I think in terms of anxiety, just find what you need to do breath work, exercise, anything, and then make that a daily ritual, a daily habit. What about you?
It's interesting what you say about breath work. My daughter was, she got a real stress about something the weekend, and I was like, remembering what Laura said, what was it? Breathe in for 5 out of 10. Anyway, that's what we did 5 times. And actually, I did it with her, and I was like, God, I can really, I've never done it before, but she was really, I could just see her getting more and more worked out. She's like, I can't breathe. And I was like, shit. And my husband was like, you're fine. She's so dramatic. And she is quite dramatic. But, and I was like, come on, come with me, come with me. And I was like, we can do this thing that Laura talked about. And I felt like it really did help.
Yeah.
I'm not a psychiatrist, so I might get shot down for this. But, and look, if this is, if these are serious mental health issues, I'm not commenting on that. But I don't know how much there is to be gained on procrastinating about self-doubt. You know, everyone's winging it. Who doesn't have imposter syndrome? I mean, who are you if you don't? I've talked about it before. You're freaking out your own arse if you don't ever walk out there. You know, I don't have it in my day-to-day. Yeah, there are moments when I walk into a room with high-powered women and I think, oh my God, they're all so amazing. And they're like, that's human. If you don't have that, then you don't have like a check and balance and say, I think that's normal. I sort of think just like everything is smoke and mirrors. Everything is, it's all a game, and just try not to take it too seriously. Yeah,
I so agree. And maybe, and I'm sure people listen to us and say that's easy to say if you're confident. But I also then think that people assume that, like, you just have to get on with it.
A loud voice doesn't mean you don't have other voices in your head. Like, don't be fooled. Like, we're all...
Yeah. But if you want it, but if you want to get on and succeed and keep going and make yourself heard and known, then you sort of have to just get over it, don't you?
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah, sounds hard, doesn't it? How do you cope with work-related stress, then?
You sort of just plough on. Make to-do lists and just get it done. I mean, there's no other way. I think, you know, obviously, if you're talking about things to do with, you know, the, like, we're obviously not talking about, you know, being in a horrible position with, you know, other people or HR-related issues. Like, you know, we're talking purely about work, workload, busy, stressful times, and I think you literally just have to put your head down and go on with it, unfortunately. It does end.
Hopefully your organisation has someone you can talk to.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's important, is talking and sharing it and not letting it get...
What do you do?
Out of hand. Talk to my husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk to my husband and problem solve. That's, like, my job is to problem solve and deal with the shit, unfortunately. I mean, I sound really perky today, don't I? But, firefighting and dealing with people, that's kind of what you do as you evolve. But most of the time you can sort something out. Mm. Things happen. I think I've learned to go, can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And get on with it and work hard. And hopefully it will all work itself out in the end.
Yeah.
I mean... Remember, the world's not about to end.
Well, and I was going to say, again, this is industry dependent because there are a lot of industries where this isn't relevant. But what I always say to people when they're stressing is, no one's going to die. Like, it's okay. Yeah. No one's going to die.
Yeah. We'll work it out. Reality check. Yeah. Just side note, advice on having a dog while you work full time, Charlotte.
Spend a fortune on daycare.
Yeah. Don't under budget.
Don't underestimate how much care you will need, because it's quite hard work.
Okay. Have you got any other tips for staying focused when working from home?
Take regular breaks. If you can feel yourself lacking and, you know, that time that you would normally go and get a coffee or you would normally go and chat to a colleague, then, you know, go and do something else for 5 minutes and then come back in fresh, ready to go. You?
I think punctuate your day with calls as well, because it's hard. You know, those mornings when I get up where I might not have, you know, my calls will kick off at sort of 11 and then they're hard to whatever. I will find myself sometimes faffing around. I'm like, just get on, you know, what I could have achieved.
Yeah.
And then I get to the back end of the day and I'm like, that thing I needed to get my head down and do. What did someone say? Someone smart said, you know, write down the big things you need to achieve that day and do them first.
Yeah, there's like an axis. It's somebody's axis.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm very bad at that personally. I'm not so good at at doing the big jobs first.
No,
I do
I'm
the things
not.
I like first, and
my
then
my husband's not. He saves them all till the evening, which is so boring. Oh, what's been your proudest career moment? What was your proudest career moment of 2021?
I became deputy editor. That was nice.
Yay!
That's probably mine.
Good.
I'm trying to think. That's a good one. What about you?
Growth. Excellent growth. That would be mine.
Good. I've got a good one here.
Tell me.
Biggest lesson you learned in 2021.
Just not everyone's going to like you. You can't. You've got to accept that not everyone's going to like you.
Yeah. What's that thing? You'd rather be someone's strong coffee than everybody's milky cup of tea.
Is that a thing? I've never heard that. I think I've gone through life wanting to be liked and prove that I'm a nice person, and just some people don't want to like you. And you can try as hard as you like, but you're just not meant.
Yeah.
to be pals. I'm looking at all these questions. I'm trying to...
I feel like you've tried to develop a system, but I'm not sure it's working well, for you over there.
Okay, so we've got travel and fashion to come. Before that, there are a few sort of miscellaneous questions. Charlotte, what was the best gift you both received
for Christmas? My best gift, I got my navy ray coat about 3 months before Christmas, but that was,
was that a Christmas early present?
And that was, I'm very thrilled with that. And I got, you know what I'm really pleased with? I got a, there's a ceramicist on, say on Instagram, sounds ridiculous, but I found her through Instagram, called Bettina's Ceramics, and I got a terracotta pot, which is sort of like a, I'm 105, I know, but it is a really beautiful, you know, I've got a whole house to fill, so it's a really gorgeous scalloped kind of Grecian style terracotta pot, which is actually still at my parents', but it's going to look so good on my island, so I'm very pleased with that.
Nice.
What about you?
I don't really do Christmas presents. I got given several secret spa massages.
Okay, that's nice.
True. Yeah. I mean,
did they all use the Sherlock's discount code?
No, I don't think they did. Oh, damn it! Silly. How silly! But yeah, I did get given 3 massages.
Okay, well that's nice.
Which is literally,
there's your me time.
Heaven to me, like total. Actually, when we went to Bybury, we got Ruby to come.
Nice.
That was so nice. I'm the proud owner of a Brooke.
Yes.
Jewelry ring.
Lovely.
Which I love. Which is her bezel, which matches my tennis bracelet. Yeah, so I'm very happy.
Dripping over there.
And I tell you what I got for Christmas, which I bought on my husband's behalf, wrapped on his behalf, put under the tree.
The Pacoban necklace.
Well, that, and but more is the Forte Forte sleeveless blazer jacket that do you remember that?
No, which one? Oh, yes.
And the Harvey Nichols. Yes.
So nice.
I mean, to say I've worn it to death.
Have you?
I wore it on New Year's Eve over a miniskirt. Mm-hmm. I've worn it over like shiny leggings with a t-shirt. I've worn it over jeans with a roll neck. I have...
I feel like you like a sleeveless blazer.
I just love it. Mm. I mean, I've worn it in every possible way. So I'm so thrilled with that.
Good.
Those are probably my faves. Okay. What to buy when you're moving into your first home, Charlotte?
Well, I mean, that's quite an open-ended question, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you need a bed and a sofa, assuming you've got all your appliances. I mean, how unsexy are we going? You need a fridge, you need... I mean, obviously you need the essentials, don't you? Which is super boring. Then once those are done, it depends what you're
kitchen,
into.
Kitchen.
Yeah,
hard. Kitchen, yeah. Curtains.
Yeah, I still don't have curtains.
Do you not?
Nope.
Or good blinds, a nice carpet, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, the basics, the unsexy stuff, like get the basics right, your flooring, your, I know that's so snooze, but anyway, those things. Tips for making your first property, it's a small flat, grown up on a budget.
It's our home. It's amazing. It is so grown up. It's so smart.
Yeah.
I mean, it's affordable. Yeah. I think you sort of can't go wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
If you don't spend a fortune.
I think the H&M home store on Regent Street is excellent.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, it really is.
Really good. Nice paint colours. Mm. Go to Farran Ball Paint Library and get a paint consultation and get your woodwork right. I think when you buy your first property, you don't really know about what colours to paint woodwork, and actually, I think having it all the same colour is all I often talk about being really calming or getting darker or whatever, but just I think you tend to buy your first home and think assume that you paint the woodwork white and all ceilings white. And I think it can that can look really luxe. I remember my friend buying her first flat, and this must be over a decade ago now, and Catherine Paravicini, who's the interior designer that helped with my house, she was working for, I think, Colfax and Fowler, and she went round and said, paint your woodwork the same colour. I remember going round to my friend of his flat and being like, oh, that looks so grown up.
So you're talking about painting the skirting the same colour as the walls?
Yeah. And if you have dark colours, if you have dark walls, it's very calm and it's very grown up.
That's
and really nice. Don't underestimate what it can do.
Also, on that point, in kind of small tweaks that can make a difference, going for a metallic, you know, plug socket or whatever, as opposed to a white wall, again, makes everything look much better.
I agree. I think there is a category disruptor coming that should be coming, anyway, if you're not already, that does light fixtures and fittings that are... The Pookie of the lighting world needs to do switches and stuff like that.
Yeah, I so agree.
Because there, you know, there's Buster and Punch, and then there's not masses in the middle, but totally that good.
There needs to be like an H&M price point version of that.
Yeah, there does.
I've got some misc here as well. Somebody says gift idea for mum's 60th. Your mum had a big birthday last year, didn't she?
We got her a day trip to Paris with us.
Lovely.
So we actually haven't done it yet because of the pandemic. Yeah. But yeah, my brother and I are taking her and my stepdad to Paris for lunch.
So nice.
Which I did with Coco in half term, and it was such fun.
So nice.
Yeah.
I did that for my mum for her 60th. Mm. Nice farmhouse.
I think, yeah.
Still haven't done it. It was 2 years ago.
But we got my mum AirPod Pros for Christmas. I said to her yesterday, are you using them? She said, no, not really. Not really.
Thanks, mum.
She's like, your brother gave me a bit of a lecture about Apple Pay. I was like, well, I haven't actually got that, but...
Do you have Apple Pay?
No, I know. Anyway, let's move on. Right. Here's a good miscellaneous. What do you think of Kate's portrait pictures? We've done Kate.
Beautiful. I actually... Do you know what? This is controversial. The red wasn't my favourite.
Well, I fully agree. I think she's very pale.
Very pale.
I'm thrilled that she's tonging and not... Blow drying. I think her tonguing needs a bit of work. However, I feel really neggy sounding critical because I think she looks beautiful and quite ethereal. Yeah. And there's one that is really lovely that I posted. I just thought she deserves all the love. Yeah. I think she's just going to blossom. Yeah. And someone said something like, is she having any treatments? And someone else wrote, who gives a shit?
Yeah, so true.
Which I thought was so nice.
That's so true. That's like saying, is she wearing makeup these days, isn't it? Who cares? Oh,
cares. Like, go for it. If she's not, she bloody well should.
Yeah.
I think she is. Anyway, just saying.
She definitely is.
If any actress could play you in a movie.
I love that question.
Good.
I've never thought about it. I might need a minute.
I have.
About yourself. Yeah, of course you
have. I'm go on. I've been asked it before.
Okay.
So I do go on. Know. I mean, it would be GP. It'd be GP.
Oh, that's quite a good one, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd take it.
This is it. How punchy does one go?
Go for it.
Does Margot Robbie play me? I mean.
That's who my husband would pick to play me.
My husband would pick Cameron Diaz. But actually, I tell you mine.
Oh my God, would he really?
Oh my God, it's his dream woman. Like a young Cameron Diaz. Unfortunately, a young Cameron Diaz. Where's she really hot? Yeah. Oh my God, he thinks she is the dream. I tell you who I'd go for. I'd go for Sienna Miller. That's who I'd pick.
She's a bloody good actress.
Yeah. She'd have to be. Yeah. I'll give it some thought. I'll let you know.
Margot Robbie, that's a good one. Mm. I'll have her if she says no to you. Tips on staying motivated during dry January: go upstairs, out of the kitchen, get in the bath. Oh, do you know what I'm really enjoying?
Go on.
Selling Sunset.
Oh, I can't do it.
I couldn't buy me. I can. Are now. You? My friend said just push on.
Yeah.
And series 2 and then into 3 is less houses.
You have less time than me, and I'm not sure I can dedicate.
No,
two seasons
I mean, I'm skipping along. Mm.
Do you watch it in the bath? Is that way?
Did you see that? Dubai, the playground of the rich.
No.
That's hilarious.
I did watch about 3 minutes of Britain's Most Expensive Homes this weekend or whatever it was, and then just thought, I don't see this.
If you like that kind of thing, Dubai, the world's most expensive playground, is a scream.
Is it?
It really is.
It's sickening.
What are your planned significant purchases for 2022?
Oof, I don't plan like that personally. The benefit of going away going on a hot holiday in winter is that you can see the gaps in your summer wardrobe well in advance of summer. So I need some new swimwear because I haven't actually bought new swimwear since pre-pandemic, and that's 3 summers ago now. So that's my big gap. But otherwise, I don't tend to plan my purchases. I treated myself to a coat in the sales, which I've wanted for a very long time. So that was my big investment in recent weeks, months.
Very nice coat.
Thank you. I've wanted it for ages.
Very nice coat.
So that's sort of me done for a little while. I didn't buy a lot. So that's it for now. What about you? You don't plan your purchases like that either, do you?
My dog.
Oh, yeah.
My garden.
Oh, I need to do that. Oh, my garden. I've got a lot of house stuff to buy.
We're about to start our garden.
That's exciting.
Which is really exciting because it looks like it's not been touched since 1984. So there's quite a lot of rockery.
Ah. Yes.
So, and fences with great big holes in, which we discovered when our friend's dog went missing. So, you know, it's needed.
Yeah, need some love.
Favourite florists. Okay, no, hang on. Ideas for a housewarming present for a couple around £50.
Bottle of something for me. Or a vase. Anything for
kimchi. Are they kimchi? Klimchi?
Kimchi's a food.
Oh. Klimchi jug.
Oh, yeah.
It's 100, not 50.
Okay, so that's double
your budget. But I'd say nice ceramic, a nice bowl, a nice something. I mean, a tray, £50, that's a stretch.
Yeah.
But actually, I'm sure on H&M was alright.
Yeah. Actually, honestly, even go onto Liberty Home, look at the accessories. Oh, and it's amazing. And
they're amazing.
You get a lovely dish. Yeah, there's plenty there.
Lovely dishes. Yeah, even if it's one salad bowl or something.
Yeah, so nice.
Really nice. Nice salad servers. Yeah. I need those.
Anthropology as well, if they're a bit younger.
Yes.
Daylesford, great interior bits too.
Yes, loads. Last one before we move on to travel. Favourite florists in London?
Mine is Scarlet and Violet in Kensal Rise.
Mine is Ronnie Colby. Now, if you wondered what part of London we lived in and you really had your head screwed on, you could work it out from that. Travel.
I've got quite a few New York questions over here.
Okay.
Shall I do some of those?
Yeah.
Somebody has asked, I'll leave you out for a minute. Somebody's asked me New York restaurant and bar recommendations. We went to, so our favourite pizza place, it sounds so average, but it's like a bit of a pilgrimage when we're there, is a place called Ruby Rosa in NoHo, which is like excellent, like really excellent. I recommend the vodka pizza there.
Ooh.
It's so good. It's like, you know, like vodka pasta.
No.
Okay, well, it's like a type of tomato sauce. It's excellent.
Okay.
We went to Catch, which isn't very original, but is one of my favourites. Like, real favourites.
Sorry, I'll leave you out. I've been there too.
Okay, great. It's fun though, isn't
it? I'd say the lunch menu there is really good.
Yeah.
Rock shrimp or whatever it is.
We have been... Yeah, it gets very busy in the evening as well.
But I think you told me you
could. Well, there we go. Oh, and actually, I'll give a shout out. We stayed at the Bowery for the second time, and it is... the most heavenly hotel. I absolutely love it there. Oh my god, I love it. I would never stay anywhere else. It's on Bowery, which is basically NoHo, so like below Flatiron, above Soho.
You want to go, just go south. It's just, you just spend your entire time. Even when we stayed at the Edition, which was last time I was there, god, which seems ages ago now. I know, but that was only like a year before lockdown. No, maybe it wasn't 2 years. Anyway, but we just spent our entire time in a taxi.
Yeah. Don't bother with Midtown or Uptown if you're into restaurants. And
okay, so Catch, any others? Can you ask 3 others?
Oh my god, no. We were there very briefly. I'll give you some Miami recommendations because that's also a question here. Casa Tua is like the most... It's like Ralph Lauren designed a kind of Italian home. It's beautiful and excellent food. Ciccone's, which is obviously the weirdest recommendation. However, it is a different menu and it's beautiful there. It's completely fairy lit and just gorgeous and a lot of fun. Very busy always. And Mandolin, which is a Greek restaurant... which is a lot of fun as well, and outdoorsy and very pretty. Those are my Miami recs.
So yeah, good. Best destination for a weekend skiing?
That's your bag.
I would say Megève. Any of the La Femme de Marie hotels I think are lovely, and there's a couple of others and I'm having a blank and I can't think of the names. There's one that begins with C, which is really lovely. Anyway, Megève's really nice. It's mega chic. It's quite low, that's the only thing. Anywhere that's not too far from Geneva. Best vacation for a family with 2 very young children? That's probably a me question. Mm. I would say, like, Byberry Farmhouse, Byberry Farm Barns. I love if you're going stealth catering. Best vacation for a family with 2 very young children. I think if you've got 2 very young children, go to a hotel. I would rather go... I think a change is just what you want when you've got young children. I would rather go somewhere for a couple of nights than for a week. Self-catering, because you're just doing the same shit somewhere else, and unless you spend a fortune, you're probably better off in your own home. So we used to go to Callcott Manor a lot, which had a great kids club, and so we could have a bit of a break too. They do 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, and it had like a listening service, stuff like that. So I would say a hotel. We are doing a feature quite soon on the Parenting Edition on good hotels. The Rosevine is really nice in Cornwall. I mean, there are lots of nice family hotels, but...
I feel like I see a lot of people with young kids go to Beaverbrook as well. I know nothing about the facilities for kids, but...
Yeah, it's got an amazing Sharky and George Kids Club.
There you go.
Yes. I mean, it's expensive. But I would rather do a couple of nights than... It's got great cinema, it's got great tree houses, it's got pool. Someone with a pool, you can tie them out with a good swim.
Actually, the Four Seasons in Hampshire as well has like a, you know...
I was going to say
indoor water park type thing. Yeah. Again, it's not cheap. But...
Four Seasons, Lutland Park. I mean, the expensive ones are all kitted out for children. Personally, I'd rather do 2 nights somewhere really nice. And you kind of, 2 nights, I always think you're out of town or away from home for 3 days.
Mm. So true. It's a good break.
And that feels like a break.
Yeah.
What holidays do you have on the horizon this year?
It's quite nice, isn't it, compared to last year? Last year was looking pretty bleak at this time. I have the big one I've got quite a ridiculous one, actually. I've got a wedding in LA. And then a wedding in Tel Aviv a week later. So I was saying to Eloise before, I think that's one of the longest flights you can take direct.
Is it?
Yeah, it's what, about 15 hours, 10-hour time difference. I know, I feel a bit sick about it actually. But that's quite a fun double whammy and I'm really looking forward to going to LA. Actually both, I mean, I haven't been to Tel Aviv since before the pandemic or LA for I think about 4 years now. So that's my biggie this year. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
What about you?
Hopefully skiing in... April, beginning of April, my children break up quite late, which is annoying. And we were supposed to go to Mexico last summer, to Cabo, and we didn't make it because Mexico went red a week before we went. So we have rebooked that, and then we're doing a two-week road trip. So we're going to be away for 3 and a bit weeks, which is like the longest my husband and I have been away since we left university.
Like, you're going to feel like you've been away for months.
I know, yeah. Which is really exciting. So that's like a big thing for our family. So
fun.
That little Ibiza weekend, I'd be lost without.
Oh yeah, I did too. I've got a few of those.
In June. And so far, that is it. My husband and I are... We need to book actually a weekend away somewhere in Europe in the next couple of months.
We've got Bordeaux on the brain at the moment. Ah. I know, which is I'm quite looking forward to.
Nice, but summer.
Yeah, May.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
Burgundy.
Pass. Ben's area, not mine. He's doing it. But yeah, I assume so.
I'd say Burgundy.
Yeah, don't know.
Anyway, Beaune, that's where you need to go.
That's
where you need to go. Jeez, if you want amazing wine.
Was that the guy and you knew them?
The hungry cyclist.
Yeah, that's it.
I wouldn't suggest that you stay there.
Yeah.
But Beaune is awesome if you're into wine.
Noted.
Couldn't rate it more highly. We cannot wait to go back.
Somebody has said Swish UK getaways for a group of friends turning 40. What do you recommend for a girls' trip? It's got to be somewhere. It's got to be somewhere fun.
Is it fun? It? Do they want fun? I mean, can you meet farmhouse?
You can't really. It feels like such a basic answer, doesn't it?
I mean, time is lovely, but
it's very civilized.
It's very civilized.
Very civilized.
Oh my god! Yeah, we were quite uncivilized at Heckfield, and it wasn't that well received. I would say
it's not the place for that.
I'd say that's really tricky. Go to a city.
Yeah. A city hotel.
Go to Bath, I would say.
Let's do a London staycation.
Or go to Bybury, self-catering. Like really lovely self-catering, get a cook.
Yeah. Like a grown-up hen.
Yeah.
Really fun.
I think so. Yeah. Go to Paris for the day.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
My friends and I did that. We got a house, like post-hens. We got a house again. And it was so fun. It's nice when it's not a hen as well because it's about everybody and not just one person.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that. Especially when people spend that amount of money.
Exactly.
Can we move on to travel and fashion? Basically, there are a lot of people saying, what do you wear on a long haul flight to still look stylish? I feel like you're going to have the answer to this.
Yeah, I think I do have the answer to this. And I think it's...
What's your approach? What do you do? Do you change when you get on the plane?
Nothing cringes me out more than people who dress up for an aeroplane. Like, it really hurts
Don't. Or people who dress up when they get off the aeroplane.
Yeah, no, it's extraordinary. I understand if you're going somewhere, if you're heading to a hotel, you want to kind of freshen up. But changing your outfit, to me, you need to be able to layer so you can take your jumper off if you're arriving somewhere hot. And that's about it, as far as I'm concerned.
Agreed. But I will always brush my hair and, like...
Oh my God, of course.
Sort my makeup out.
And do you know what I do? Actually, on these long haul flights, I took eye masks, which I have to say, an hour before landing, like, game changer. I felt so much so. I'd recommend that.
Okay.
I think that the resurgence of the matching tracksuit is a godsend for travel because you look really smart and you're so comfortable. So that's what I did. Both.
I mean, I'm not really sure smart.
Okay. But you know,
stylish.
You look stylish. You look polished. Considered that with some chunky socks, some trainers. You know, a coat if needs be. And a nice bag.
Who did I stand behind in the queue coming back from Icos? Sam Fares. Do you know who
I
mean?
Yeah, I do. How's it taking you?
I've never seen... She was like a walking designer Christmas tree. I mean, I've never seen so many labels on one person in my life. We literally got in there and I was like, looked down and I was like, oh my God, who is that? That has got
she
to
in
be.
Heels? People
no,
were traveling
she was
heels.
In a matching toweling two-piece with like more designer kit than honestly the ground floor of Selfridges. I mean, it was fascinated. Coco was fascinated by her. But to be fair, I'm not mad on a towelling two-piece, but she looked quite pulled together.
She's quite attractive, Yeah, that's my advice. Don't dress up.
Okay. I'm off to LA for 2 weeks with only a small carry-on.
Oof.
I don't think you should do that. Why not? I would check in some luggage. Yeah. That's all I can offer on that. So do you change, Charlotte, when you get on the plane?
No. If it's long haul,
you get off the plane.
Yeah, I take things to like freshen up with. So I would always take spare knickers, especially if you've flown overnight and you've been asleep.
Yeah, agreed.
Like deodorant, toothbrush and toothpick. Make sure you've got all of those things to freshen up. Fresh contacts, you know, things to just feel like...
I thought you were going
to
say something else.
Yeah, I take my condoms. Yeah. So things to freshen up. No, I mean, unless you then are travelling on for hours afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, if you then had another day of travelling, maybe.
Do you put a dress? If you go to a hot country, do you put like something in your luggage?
I don't, because I've touched wood. I've never actually lost my luggage, but I should. Yeah. I should. Because
having lost my luggage, like my husband now makes me pack.
Yeah, half and half.
Some essentials.
That's quite clever.
Put them in the cabin.
I always travel with a wheelie, so I always have like, you know, that's where my contacts go and stuff. But clothes-wise, no, I don't.
I should.
Yeah, I do now. I think leggings are a great one for travel. Yeah. Or like a cargo pant or something like that.
Yeah. And then light layers on top.
And then layers. And you've got to think that, you know, if you get to the hotel and you're in that golf buggy and you're like sweating like a bitch, what have you taken off? Because that
exactly
ain't fun.
So I'd always wear a sensible, like a tank top under a sweatshirt as well.
Shoes?
Trainers. Always.
Trainers. Hodge was saying today that.
What does Hodge wear?
Something coming back from coming back from her she was in the Seychelles.
Yeah.
Coming back, she put her flip flops on. She was going to change at the airport, and someone drove a trolley or something over her toe, and her niece was like, "Well, you know, if you will wear flip flops,
she's my worst kind of person. It's not acceptable." Somebody said here, I'm going to ask you this. Sorry, because this is your. I'd say you're an expert at this. Is it best tips for looking polished? You always look polished.
Oh, sweet. Hair and makeup, not too many colours at once. Sandwich dressing, one-to-one rule.
Hang on, there's a lot going on. Hang on. Hair and makeup, not too many things.
Hair and makeup, do your eyebrows, do your nails.
Yeah, nails.
Nails key, eyebrows key. Mm. I'd say the one-to-one rule is like, it's not something I think about, it's just intrinsically in me.
So that's where one's bottom half and top, so assuming it's trainers and a jumper, match colour-wise, and then something in the middle.
Cream on top, cream trainers. Back in the middle. I know, I just think that pulls you together. But it's not that I get up and think, what's my sandwich today? But it's just, I think a simple colour palette. Mm. I mean, I'm not very adventurous with colour.
Mm.
I think everyone can do a few bright colours. Yeah. And I think have a few. You know, I know that I can do coral, I can do the bright red.
Mm.
But that is really it for me in bright colours. And I know that those colours will work with the rest of my wardrobe. Mm. I think unless you are only a colour person, in which case them all together, I mean, amazing, yellow and green and turquoise and amazing. But I think it's very hard to have lots of different brights that work with other basics.
If most of your wardrobe is black, cream and navy, it's then really hard to throw in
I completely agree.
Yeah, all or nothing almost.
The emerald green, navy, amazing. Okay, best sale purchase after Christmas.
Oh, my coat from La Double J, 40% off in the Net-a-Porter sale. Happy days. You?
I like La Double J. Haven't made any. I don't really do sale shopping.
No, I don't normally.
But I do think the Liberty sale is excellent. Mm-hmm. You have £250 for a dash shop for a last minute party after work. Where do you head to?
No, I get a blow dry and my nails done instead.
Don't shop your wardrobe and agreed. Do you keep things that are out of fashion in case they come back or chuck them?
Keep. My mum, the amount of conversations over the years I've had where she's like, oh, I used to have something like that and I've got rid of it. Just keep. If you've got the space, keep.
Unless it's from Zara. I think then get rid of it.
Agreed.
There's a lot of questions about new trends we're expecting for spring, summer. That feels a bit premature, but what can you offer?
It's a bit of everything these days, you know. Everything's in. Whatever you want to wear. Just to chat, you know, everybody's talking about the return of the 90s. I mean, with like a lot of tentative, you know, low slung jeans, like really 90s. But
really 90s, but also really year 2000.
Yeah, Y2K. Like
Britney.
Yeah, exactly. Very like that, you know, that picture of Keira Knightley and Jamie Dornan with their jeans so low that like you can basically see their genitals. Mm, it's like that.
I can think of Britney Spears in her little denim.
Yeah.
Butterfly top.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Not for me.
I'll stick to blazers. I think a lot of neons. I think we're going to see. I mean, we saw neon green big time.
Oh my God, we do. I don't mind the green dying a bit of a death this year. Kermit green.
I'm not a fan personally. No. I think Bug Blog looks awesome in it, but I would not. But I think neons and minis.
Yeah, short dresses.
Mini skirts, I think. Also, I think spring summer to me is the season that's really trendless. I think autumn winter is, there's always a much clearer view. Yeah. I think spring summer is also the season that, I mean, you can invest in autumn winter because it's a longer season, but I also think spring summer is the season where it's shorter here.
And it's also like, if you look good in floral dresses, you can wear those. If you look good in shorts and a blazer, you can wear that, you know?
Yeah, the pieces don't age so much.
Exactly.
I also think we've just, you know, people keep shopping and we keep investing, but I think everyone's gotten on to buying better and buying less, haven't they? That's not to say we don't like,
speckle
our wardrobe with
high street buys. Can I ask you one? I was thinking about this on the way here. So somebody said mini Uggs to buy or not to buy. Uh-huh. Uggs are back. I was wondering what you like. If people are into Uggs, can one ever wear Uggs to the office? I think no. Despite a lot of people making them really smart on Instagram.
I ooh, To me, it kind of comes down to styling. Never say never, because I'm sure there's a way that I could see it. It's kind of like, what's the vibe?
Peniel put a photo up last week, and she was wearing the very short chestnut with like cream, like quite wide leg jeans, a camel coat, a Kelly bag. You know, it was all very tonal, all very beige. Like that I can see. Mm. But it's still quite a casual look, isn't it?
I think there are so many good outdoor walking sheepskin boots now. We just did a piece actually on them, like inspired by the Isabel Marant of years ago. That they've made a real comeback.
Yeah.
I've got my Ganni kind of walking boots that I love. I think the short Uggs, yes, they are so bad for your posture. Mm. I'm sorry to sound like my mum, who's a physio, but I remember in the 90s, she'd be like, darling, it kills me, your posture, the way you are dipping your feet in. They are so bad for you, so you shouldn't be walking a distance in them.
I'm pretty sure you also weren't allowed to drive in them, like back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they were like, yeah, they're really bad.
We're nailing the quick fire here, by the way.
anyway, would you buy a pair now?
No, because I think there are more comfortable things to wear at home, and I wouldn't wear them out. But I wouldn't put other people off. That's just a personal thing. I think if you're going to wear them, the short are the best.
Yeah.
Lots of questions on styling a bump. I mean, I would say go oversized. Someone said, what do you style a bump with at 4 months? I mean, we will do stuff on this on the parenting edition, and there are parenting specials to come, which is really exciting. But I would say go oversized by Zara, bigger, by men's shirts, get some good jeans that can fit whether they're maternity or not, and some tailoring, and just re-wear and resist for as long as you can. I'm really sorry.
I also think that, again, I haven't done it, so maybe you feel completely different at the time, but it's an opportunity. If you don't like wearing skimpy things and tight-fitting things in normal life, I mean, you've got a bump which hides everything in a weird way. So like wear like a skin tight dress that
I think knitted dresses look great on a bump.
Yeah,
but I mean, you knitted dresses are not very forgiving, I don't think, if you're curvy. I mean, yeah, you've got to
quite like that look with a bit.
I like that too, but you know, you've got to be happy with your butt and your hips in a knitted dress, and they're that's not that mean. Forgiving, are
Who
they?
Knows which way you're gonna balloon. So
on that subject, good quality knitwear that doesn't break the bank.
I've talked about it before. I really like Baba, which is a Spanish brand. They do really thick 100% wool pieces, which they're not expensive. I mean, they're an investment, but they're not expensive. They're like €200, something like that. And I mean, Cos Arquette's Stories, the Scandi brands, do you know really
stories.
Well? Yeah.
I'd say Stories and Novo. I know I bang on about Novo, but I live in it now. Absolutely live in it. And Stories.
Mm-hmm. Somebody has said, comfiest cool designer heels and flats, something that works for a job and a night out. That's quite a big question. What are your comfiest heels?
Anything Gianvito Rossi, I would say. Boots.
Boots.
I love boots with a little dress. I love boots. I love an ankle boot with a mini skirt. So I kind of think,
gotta have the legs for that though.
I do think a boot is way more comfy than anything else, but I think a Gianvito Rossi is pretty comfy.
A long boot as well with a mini skirt.
What's in your designer shopping basket that you haven't clicked on to buy? And why?
Should we have a look? Hang on.
Yes.
Let me get it up. Matches, my husband tends to put things in his own basket as well. Let's find out.
Is my phone around?
Oh, here we go. Okay, so in my Matches basket that I haven't pressed go on is a new Pippa Holt. I haven't bought it. Don't get excited. But yeah, so in my Matches basket is a Pippa Holt caftan. I have one. It is the best thing ever. And if it was up to me, it is up to me. If I had the money, I would buy 7 and on a week's holiday, literally just wear one a day. And this one, mine is quite structured. And then there's a style that is a bit more oversized and boxy. So there's a white and blue one.
I really want one of those.
Yeah, in my basket. And I haven't pressed go. That's on Matches. And on Net, empty basket. That's out of character. Nothing.
Nanushka cream stirrup trousers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Leather?
No.
All right. I was going to say, I can't picture leather with stirrups. Not a good look.
Cottony, stretchy.
Nice.
I don't know. I haven't bought them yet, but I think that's what they are. That's what's in my basket. I'm trying to think what else.
Stirrup black leggings is a priority. I haven't had a pair like yet, but I need a pair now.
Manga Lulu Studio. I really like.
Are they? Oh, yes. Yeah. They're more of a trouser, though.
They are more of a trouser. Yeah.
I was actually looking at those before.
Yeah, I like them. Handbags, not the price of designer ones.
Pollen, we always talk about, but is a great shout.
Such a great shout.
Demelier as well. They've got a really lovely selection. They're very good at taking trends from the designer brands and making them they're quite a lot more affordable. I mean, both them and Pollen are still a bit of an investment, but they're really lovely.
Yeah, but they're kind of under £500, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd say Cafune. Anil.
Mm-hmm.
Agnil, how do you say it?
Agnil, I think. Yeah.
Agnil. And then, pollen. I think there are some good options now, actually. I think there was a real gap. There was just too many a few years.
Yeah. There's also the Strathbury, London.
Strathbury is quite expensive, though.
No, they're the similar price point to those.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. I thought they were quite expensive. Yeah, I think there are some good options. And then things like APC do some really good bags. Acne do some good bags. Mm-hmm. They're a bit more expensive. But there are some options, which is refreshing.
APC is a good one.
Huh?
APC is a good
one. Yeah, I think we've got really nice bags. Yeah. A classy outfit for a 30th.
Depends what you're doing, doesn't it? Leather trousers, heels, and a blazer.
Do you know where I was looking yesterday after our wedding edition came out? Mm. Solace.
I'm obsessed with Solace.
I know. And I've kind of watched Solace on and off for years. Yeah. And that little white dress with the ruffle. It comes in black.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's too short for me, but I was looking at it. I've got a wedding coming up. And I was like,
One has to be quite fearless to wear their designs. Like, they're quite bold. But for me, it's ever since we shot... Well, no, I've always loved them. But then when we did our wedding shoot last year and we shot Mimi in the crop top and the what are they called, like pleated trousers, gosh,
yeah, I know. Heaven. Amazing. Lot of questions on wardrobe resets. What should you be buying to update your wardrobe? I mean, I think it's just about investing in the basics, isn't it? That's really boring, but good white shirt, good blazer,
but also the basics you feel good in, again, I say all the time, that you love, and that just because other people, you know, I've spoken about this so many times. You know, I look shit in a leather jacket, so I don't own a leather jacket. You know, the things, just because one thing.
Bad,
I know, not for me, sadly. Just because.
There's a nicer, slow, low slung shoulders.
It's the
I think.
Crop for me. Because if you've got a bit of a bum and thighs, then they crop right on your hip, which is not great. And then a crop isn't, like a short one isn't good for me anyway. Right. A jacket, I need to wear something longer. So it's all right. I'll bank it. There are other trends.
Quiet. It's going to save you a fortune.
Exactly. But buy what you feel good in, not just what people say you should buy.
Yeah, and then just re-wear. I mean, shut your wardrobe. Actually, one of my resolutions is to try and, I've done it today, pre-plan my wardrobe. Who was it the other day saying that they had a rail? And I was thinking I should put a rail in my spare room and...
Like, edit your week.
And like, get my week out and commit to that piece that I haven't worn for a while. Yeah. Because otherwise, I'm just like, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But I also think, just like, know your style. Someone said, how do you establish your style? I think save pictures you see on social and then just look at them as a group. And I'm sure like things will keep repeating. Mm-hmm. You'll see your style in front of your eyes.
I also think, you know, identify what you feel really good in. You know, everybody's got one piece or one outfit or, you know, something that they know they feel like their most, you know, their truest self in. So find out what that is and then just buy that.
I agree. Keep buying that. I keep buying my sleeveless blazers if you see any. I love when people send me a sleeveless blazer for that. I saw this and I thought of you.
I get that the amount pajamas.
Of people. Do you?
Of course.
Of course you do. I saw an Asino thing on your desk.
Oh my God, I know. I hit the jackpot this morning. Happy days. I know.
A hidden heeled trainer's having a comeback.
Oh, I think it's a no from me.
Do you know, I still wish that the Isabel Marant Bobby had lived on.
Well, I think that's what they're talking about, isn't it?
Well, yeah. They're about the only one I think I'd like to see. I'd like to see it styled with a different, without a skinny. I'd like to see it styled with like a roll up or like a balloon or a. I don't know, because I feel like we were a bit robbed of them.
I think that they really work in the context of a very Isabel Marant wardrobe. Mm. So I can so see it with even like the new gen Isabel with the jeans you're describing. That, you know. 80s style jumpers with the big shoulders and a great belt, but that is quite...
An oversized, like, androgynous blazer.
Yeah, I just think you've got to have really the right pieces and you've got to be really cool to pull it off. Mm. Yeah, I can see it going really wrong.
I know, I had quite a few of those, though. What a waste. How often do you repeat key pieces, i.e. non-coat shoe bag pieces?
Non-coat shoe bag? How often?
A lot. So you repeat your shoes and your bags and your coats.
Right, yeah.
How often do you repeat other stuff?
Yeah, no, I often will buy a thing and then I like intensely, religiously wear that thing.
I'm like that with my Forte.
Yeah, that's like me in that grey jumper that everybody's
wearing. But I'm only doing it for my family and different types of people.
Exactly. You mix it up.
Someone said 2 to 3 times a week, for example.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
I think when you love it, yes, but be careful you don't fall out of love with it.
Kill it for yourself.
Yeah. I'd say if you really love something, try and resist wearing it more than once every 2 weeks. If you love it and you want it to, like, okay, probably my favourite fashion piece that landed in my wardrobe last year is that Deck shirt that we both have.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Are you over it?
No, I'm not. I put it on the other day, but I did feel very worky in it. And I put it on, I took it off.
It's very polished, that shirt.
But I wore over like shiny leggings with my Nike blazers. So,
but there are some things, like I've done that before where I've gone to put it on and it's quite formal. It's weird that some things that feel quite formal still are better in a, like, even if you think you can dress them down, that's only really for the office sometimes.
But I think if you love it and it's timeless, like, yeah, I'd say resist, because you can kill something.
Whereas if you've bought something that is less timeless, like my Isabel Morant gilet, wear it to death, sell, move on.
Yeah, I know, I need to do that more. I got engaged on Christmas Day. Do you have any cool venue ideas and dress brands?
Ooh, that's exciting. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Such a great time of year to get engaged, isn't it?
We did a roundup that I have sent to so many girlfriends in the last few months of cool venues in London that you might not have considered. So if you are looking for a London wedding, it had things like the Battersea Arts Centre, Garden Museum, which is beautiful. There's some really good recommendations there. So look out for that. Dress brands, I mean, it's so huge. It totally depends what you're looking for. Just do your research. If you want something trad, go to trad places. Something boho, go to boho places. It sounds obvious, but otherwise you can just...
Oh my God, what's that Australian brand that we both love?
The one that we can literally never remember the name of. Nicole.
I can't remember. I couldn't if my life depended on it.
You haven't tried that hard. It's Nicole something.
Nicole something. Okay, that's helpful.
It's on her. It's on her to rent.
It is. H-E-R-R. Yep.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about the girl who did me and my wedding?
Oh my God.
On the wedding edition. My husband was like crook necking over. He's like, who's that? I was like, God, you're so predictable.
It's one of my favourite weddings we've ever featured.
But can we also, I think she's wearing that short dress as Age, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Age, I actually said it wrong.
Yeah.
Can we find out where those platforms are from, please?
Yes. Done.
The platform is not going away. There's some new Gianvito Rossi ones out that are so killer high. They're a bit too high for me. Those ones were so cool.
Yeah, there's the Valentino ones as well, which are like, I mean, they're like Barbie doll high and platformed, but God, they're amazing.
Russ and Bromley have got really good platforms coming for spring summer. I saw them on their press day, I have to say. Other shoe, wedding shoe recommendations?
Just don't buy a bridal shoe, in my opinion. Don't buy a white shoe. Buy something you can wear again. Go metallic. If you go white, get something you can dye.
Go yellow. If you want the traditional Manolos, I've got the yellow ones. They would just be so amazing with an ivory wedding dress.
Yeah, like, they would be.
It would be amazing. Where to look for fab winter party dresses on a budget of £500, please?
Age has some great ones. Free People always has a great selection of party dresses. And
Solace,
depending on your style. Needle and Thread, something short and fun. There's loads out there.
Favorite lesser known designer brands?
I'm really obsessed with a brand called Rohe at the moment, R-O-H-E, who are German, I want to say. And they are kind of Eero, Isabel Morant style pieces, but really amazing. I love, is it La Collection? Do you know who I mean?
Yeah.
Incredible, expensive, but incredible.
Yeah, is it LA Collection or is it La Collection?
I think it's French. Florence Kools is the name of the founder and she's on Instagram. She's amazing. It's not new, but it's
Never really like gone bananas, has it? But I think like what they do.
And I think that's because it's very simple, very elegant, very feminine, but super beautiful. Those are probably my favourite designer, less known.
I mean, I really like Lulu Studio, Wardrobe NYC. Everyone here is Nanushka, Totem.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Totem's still having such a moment.
Tell you who I really like is Co. I thought we were going to do Ring a Bell every time Marcella was mentioned today. But we haven't mentioned once.
Marcella is just having, I mean, where have they come from?
I know, I feel like everywhere I look.
I know, but Polly on Fashion Fix this week did you see the grey tailored trousers with the grey
pearl neck? Yes, I did.
God, she looked amazing in it. What an outfit.
She did, yep, she did. And I've actually got their black creepy, have you seen their silky?
Do you? Yes, I really want that top.
It's top coming. Amazing. And I got their knitted dress.
Oh yeah, oh I saw
which that. I wore on Christmas Day.
The grey.
Yeah, I really loved it.
It's sometimes a brand just appears out of nowhere and just taps into like spot on the moment. And they are just so right now.
Such a great price.
Such a good price.
How nice.
Yeah.
On that note.
That's quite a lot of content.
Thanks, Charlotte.
Thank you.
I think I need to go and lie down.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and put a movie on and make some time for me. Ha, bloody ha. My inbox is waiting. I've missed about 3 meetings, but that was fun.
I know. That was fun. Anyway,
thanks. Thank you for listening. That's it for today. If you enjoyed that, then do please rate, review, subscribe. Tell a friend to listen to. Wishing you all a very happy new year, and we will be back soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.